Matson's ocean profit remains stable amid trade war uncertainty. Matson, the U.S.-based container line, reported its fourth-quarter results with a stable ocean profit margin despite lower container volumes and increased trade war-related costs. The company's container shipments fell by 2.3% from the same quarter in 2025, largely due to the impact of the ongoing trade war on China volumes. This decline was particularly noticeable, with Chinese volumes dropping by 7.2%. As a result, Matson's operating income for ocean transportation decreased to $136 million, down from $137.4 million in the same period last year. The company's box terminal joint venture business proved to be a bright spot, generating revenue of $9.3 million from its SSA terminals joint venture at U.S. West Coast ports such as Tacoma. However, this was not enough to offset the losses incurred by Matson due to its SSAT subsidiary, which resulted in a write-down of $18 million associated with the business in 2025. Matson's full-year ocean revenue declined to $2.74 billion, down from $2.81 billion in the previous year. The company's operating income also fell to $455.6 million, down from $500.9 million. These results were partly due to the payment of $6.4 million in trade war port fees to China. Despite these challenges, Matson remains optimistic about its prospects for 2026. The company expects lower volume growth compared to the previous year but anticipates a modest increase in full-year traffic. This is attributed to continued solid U.S. consumer demand and a stable trading environment in the Trans-Pacific trade lane. However, the ongoing trade tensions between China and the U.S. remain a significant uncertainty. The company's CEO has stepped down, marking another change in leadership for Matson. The new leadership will likely focus on navigating the complexities of global trade and mitigating the impact of trade wars on the company's operations. As such, it remains to be seen how this transition will affect Matson's performance in 2026. Matson's results demonstrate the ongoing challenges faced by container lines operating in a globalized market. The decline in ocean revenue and operating income highlights the need for companies to adapt to changing trade patterns and navigate complex regulatory environments. As such, it is likely that we will see further consolidation in the industry as companies seek to optimize their operations. The trade war between China and the U.S. has had far-reaching consequences for the global container shipping industry. The ongoing tensions have led to increased costs for carriers operating in the Trans-Pacific trade lane, including higher port fees and tariffs. As such, it is likely that we will see further disruptions to supply chains and increased volatility in the market. Despite these challenges, Matson's stable ocean profit margin suggests that the company remains well-positioned to navigate the complexities of global trade. The company's focus on adapting to changing market conditions and mitigating the impact of trade wars will be crucial in determining its success in 2026. As the industry continues to evolve, it is likely that we will see further changes in the way container lines operate. The trend towards consolidation and optimization is already underway, with companies seeking to reduce costs and improve efficiency. As such, Matson's results provide an important insight into the challenges facing the industry and the need for companies to adapt to changing market conditions.